This is WHDH Boston. It's now 1 p.m. Drink a quart of health a day. Drink a quart of famous Seal Test milk, sold only by Deerfoot Farms in the Boston area. Call Deerfoot for Seal Test milk delivery.
Today over at this food fair.
Oh, golly, we got a big refrigerated jar from Needix to keep on.
Yes, Little Nick gave us some Needix. Tetley T gave us some wonderful salad spoons.
Yeah, Planters gave us some peanuts.
Coca-Cola gave us some Coca-Cola.
The station gave us the air.
Oh, boy, we're really loaded.
Gave us his hat. Oh,
and Stickney and Poor gave me some spices to put in my...
Oh, did they?
My eye. To give me that...
your eye?
Give me that spicy look.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and all lots of other stuff we've picked up, too. Boy, the loot is really pouring in here today.
And for all of you folks who haven't been to the food show yet, it's on today until, I guess, about 11, isn't it? 11 tonight?
I don't have any idea, Bob.
And it's open tomorrow, so be sure and get down here.
Yeah. Well, this is an unusual thing.
Why we eat peanuts while we're doing this, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Did you reach the can?
Yeah. Mighty good.
We had a telephone call when we got down here from Maury Pearl, but I don't know what he wanted. He didn't get the number to call back.
Hello, Roger. Roger's there. Roger. The official cop here.
Is he the official cop here? We got an official fireman. I don't know where Burwell is. Is he off today?
There's a little girl right outside the window here who just dropped a can of dog food. I don't know whether she's trying to feed it to us or what.
Don't mention what kind it is. Well, see, what else have we seen? Mary, have you seen anything different today? You've been down here for five days.
No, she hasn't, Bob.
Down here for 5 days now. You're not talking today, Mary, huh?
She's got a mouthful of peanuts.
Oh, well, okay. You let her eat the peanuts, and then you can eat some while she's talking, huh?
Hey, look, everyone out in Brookline, I have a message for you.
Get out
of town.
Why?
Ken and Bill are going to be out in Brookline.
Oh, no. Ken and Bill?
So there'll be a mass movement to the West again in 1950.
Ken and Bill are going to Brookline.
Yeah, Ken and Bill are going to go.
What's so horrible that could happen in Brookline that Ken and Bill would have to be out there?
Well, they're going to be out of the Brookline Music and Radio Company, which is...
Oh, yeah.
You see, they're going to go out there and try to peddle some of those square records of theirs.
They finally had to stoop to that, huh?
Yeah, they'll be at the Brookline Music and Radio Company at 2:30. This afternoon.
Oh, I want to be sure and be there. I'm glad you told me the time. I'll be there early.
33 Harvard Street in Brookline.
Will they personally autograph copies of their album?
They can't write. I don't know what they'll put on them. I suppose
they'll put
fingerprint or something right in the middle so it'll stick when you put it on your record player.
Yeah, well, that might be a good idea. Then
I know those two fellows will go out there with jelly all over their hands and mess up everyone's album.
And Mr. Wilson, if you could buy a new necktie. I happened to notice that necktie this morning before I left the station. That egg.
There's only one thing wrong, Bob, with Ken's necktie. He never pulls it tight enough.
Well, I know. There's always...
I wish it was just as tight as he could pull it.
There's always enough space here so he can breathe, which is kind of unfortunate.
So remember that in Brookline. Go on out the ball game. Can you hear the fan?
Brookline Music and Rock. Well, that's all right.
So what?
You can hear the fan.
What's the matter with the fan?
Don't want to burn up, and this is the first day it's been really comfortable, isn't it?
If the fan was saying awful things, then we'd have to turn it off, but it hasn't said a thing.
The fan isn't going to say a thing that you need to worry. And if it does, Rod, I'll signal you and cut it off before it gets back to the station.
I had a talking fan once
in
a while. But then a psychiatrist got a hold of me and straightened me out.
I've seen people sometimes who could make them talk.
Huh?
But that's beside the point.
Sure.
Tonight we have a special show that we're going to be on at 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's for... what is that thing? Mayor Hines is running it.
Well, the city of Boston, as I understand it, is gathering funds together.
The city of Boston is gathering funds together?
And this is to...
Something new.
No, this is a good idea, though. You're going to send Christmas presents to boys from Boston, and I guess from New England, who are from Boston, who are in Korea.
Yeah.
And they're getting the fund together. We're going to have a special show this evening. Mayor Hines will be on it.
Uh-huh.
Ray Dory, your old pal.
Uh-huh.
Will be on it. Bob Clayton's going to emcee it. But listen anyway.
Oh, so what? Sure, still soon.
And Ray and myself, old Muriel Halley is going to be on it. It's going to be good. And Ken Wilson.
Well, why do they have to put Wilson on there?
I don't know. They've got that music of some kind, I suppose.
Couldn't
get John Kiley.
Mr. Wilson won't play.
No, I didn't mean that, Ken. We know that you're tops when it comes to music. I use that word from long experience, tops.
Mm-hmm. And, say, look, Bob, this is quite a shaker, this Nita Garnstring thing, isn't it?
You know what I like about it? I don't know how much it holds. I guess it's over a quart, isn't it? But it has a marker on there so that you don't have to figure out the number of cans of water that you put in with it. You put the can of orange concentrate in and just fill water up to the mark, which is very convenient.
You put this Needix concentrate in, then you add the water and shake it.
Will you swing that second camera over there so they can pick up that jar, please?
You know, put the water in and shake it reminds me of the time that I went on the dance floor with a paper bag filled with water.
What happened?
They didn't know I was going to swing it.
Ken and Bill, you ready to play something?
Ken and Bill are going to play another one of their records from their album, Bob.
Oh, isn't that nice? We've heard six of them so far, haven't we?
How many records have they?
Eight records.
Eight sides?
Eight sides, four records, yeah.
Well, we'll hear...
Each side, you see, has a song on each side.
We will hear Ken and Bill's album now until...
No, that's not right. Each record has a song on each side.
Mm-hmm.
So you get four records, you get eight songs.
As I understand it...
Figure that out myself.
Will you dry up?
I was trying to figure out how much music they could put in this long playing album.
They're going to play Morton Gould's Pavan.
Oh, goody.
Here are Ken and Bill, and I understand that they've employed a flutist this afternoon.
Oh?
Who will be on the third microphone, so listen very closely for him.
All right, Ken, Bill.
Sure was, Lena.
Hey, this is the Ken and Bill show, huh?
Oh, it's the Bob and Ray show. Ken and Bill just play the organ and piano and the magic flutist.
Oh, like, golly.
I understand, though, that the flutist was playing a dog whistle that all dogs could hear.
I didn't hear him at all. I think either the microphone wasn't turned on or something.
That's probably what happened.
Howdy, Bob and Ray. Howdy, Ken, Bill, Charlie.
Hello, Tex.
Hi, Tex. How's everything?
Get on microphone now, and get downwind,
too. You notice that I sound a little bit more hollow here in the studio, Ray?
Yeah, what is that? What?
I don't know. The acoustics for my particular type of voice are especially good.
Well, your voice is only good at a rodeo anyway, Tex.
Yeah, somehow that voice, and you too, Tex, fit the rodeo to perfection. But
yes,
a thing like this, I don't know.
It doesn't work out.
Well, I don't know either, but since this was the last day of the show, I figured I'd better drag Mary down here, and we'd better take one last look around before we say goodbye to food until next year.
I see. Well, that's very
nice. We won't be saying goodbye to food until
next
year.
Excuse me, boys. How are the Yankees coming?
I don't know. Do we have the scores yet?
Well, I don't know. There must be a score out there if Rob Roy would...
It's going to be all important today.
Oh, they just... Oh, I see. It's 10-1. They played a half an inning, and the Phillies got no runs. That's so unlike the Phillies.
You mean the Yankees didn't?
Well, the Phillies better get going or it'll be all over tonight. We'll have nothing to look forward to tomorrow.
Well, I don't know. I think there may be a game tomorrow. I'm looking forward to
you
it.
You think the Phillies will win? Who's pitching, Rob? Who's pitching for Philadelphia?
Rob, it's too bad we don't have a microphone or something out there for you. You're doing more in the program than we are so far.
Thanks, Rob.
You can't get it. Say, friends, for a thrilling action-packed evening tonight, why don't you go to Medford Bowl, where stock car racing, one of America's greatest sports spectacles, gets underway at 8 o'clock.
That's an awful space you have between your teeth, Bob.
Yes. The Nats and Bolts fly again tonight. I wish you'd only make that on the S's, though.
Yes.
The Nats and Bolts fly again tonight in the greatest show on wheels when a large field of cards and drivers fight for points and prize money in a red-hot eight-race card climaxed by a 30-lap feature race. I just remember I left the stove on this morning when I made breakfast.
What do you mean?
At home.
You did?
Oh, well, never mind. Medford Bowl-style racing, rough that it is, with...
Well, could you speak to some neighbor to run over to your house and turn off the stove?
We don't have any neighbors that close. Unless the cat turned it off, the stove is still going.
Where do you live, up in Maine?
Cohasset.
Well, go ahead, finish your commercial.
I can't put my heart into it, though, thinking of that stove going.
Well, what do you have on the stove cooking? Anything?
Nothing, no.
Well, your house will be nice and warm.
Medford Bowl-style racing, rough that it is, with unmodified stock cars on a quarter-mile banked asphalt oval, provides a thrill a minute for 3 hours of... the roughest, toughest high-speed traffic jams you ever saw, friends. New England's best drivers...
Come on in here, sir. Sit down. Go ahead, Bob. Right. Sit down.
New England's
down,
best man. Drivers give no quarter and ask none.
He's on the air now.
Tonight is the next-to-last meet of the season, so don't miss it. We've been telling you about it all summer. Get out there to Medford Bowl if you possibly can. Admission is only $1, tax included.
Sure, they pay
children
for that.
Go for 50 cents. Drive and park free or go by MTA from Everett Station.
Well, who do you want to read it, David?
All stock car racing tonight. Will you keep him quiet, please?
Keeps asking these questions.
Go stock car racing tonight at 8 at Medford Bowl on the Revere Beach Parkway just off Fellsway in Medford. Remember tonight, Medford Bowl, you'll never buy more thrills for a dolly. Now, who was this fellow that came in while I was reading?
One of the drivers from over there, Bob.
Oh, from Medford Bowl, huh? Want to just move in a little bit closer to that third microphone?
Yeah, okay.
Tell us your name first.
Crash McGee. You know what I mean?
Crash McGee, huh?
That's right, yeah.
You've been driving stock cars for some time, have you?
Well, tonight's going to be my first trial.
Is that so?
Yeah.
How did you happen to decide you'd like to be a stock car driver? Did you see
them
before?
I've seen them going along the street and thought I'd like to drive one of those things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have your own car or someone else provided for you?
No, I got some other stock.
Yeah? We had a stock car driver up here on our show a few months ago.
Oh,
told
is
us
so?
Very interesting things, yeah.
Oh, I know that guy, yeah.
But how,
yeah? Oh, I know that guy, yeah.
But how, yeah?
Oh, I know that guy, yeah.
But how, he told us how the wheels come off, usually.
Well, I've taken precautions on that.
You have?
I've let some of my competitors fix them on tight for me.
Oh, they're fixing your car for you, huh?
That's right.
The other fellows you'll be racing.
Yeah, I don't know much about mechanics, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're relying on them to fix it all up for you.
That's right. Some of the fellows will be racing against me said they'll fix my car up fine.
Well, as long as they said so, why, you'll be all set.
So I don't have any worries, you know what I mean? The other fellows, they got all the work.
Yeah, I guess they do.
I laugh when I think of it.
Well, go ahead. Is it true that...
Wait a minute, I'm still thinking about it.
You're still laughing?
Yes.
Are you through now?
Yeah.
Is it true?
Is it true that the drivers out of Medford Bowl ask no quarter and give none? I mean, have you any proof of that?
Well, only when I want to get cigarettes.
No, but I mean, as far as the race goes, the copy says they ask no quarter.
Well, that's just a figure of speech. I mean, we don't give nothing to nobody. You know what I mean? We don't ask nothing from nobody. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, who would you ask if you wanted something? I mean,
nobody.
What could you want that you'd ask for?
I mean, we'd starve out there before it asked anything of anybody. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. That's kind of a...
We ask no quarter.
Kind of an independent attitude. You know what I mean? An independent attitude.
Well, it is, boy. Yes,
yes sir.
Funny thing happened to me the other night. I was going around the corner down there. Of course, you know, they have corners.
Yeah.
And they bank the corner so
I
you can make
this it. Was an oval track, though.
Well, it is an oval track, but an egg has a corner, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, go ahead. What happened?
All right, what would you call it, not the end, you know what I mean?
I'd call it the corner.
Yeah, that's what we call it, going around the corner.
Yeah.
And I get down there on the first race I'm in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And funny thing happened.
What happened?
The steering wheel came off in my hands.
Is that so? I'll bet you were kind of worried at the time, huh?
No, I wasn't worried particularly. The only thing that bothered me was how was I going to get around the corner?
Yeah. Well, did you make it all right?
No.
What happened?
Oh, golly, no. I went right at the wall.
You did, huh?
Exactly.
Well, say, that was quite an experience, wasn't it?
The only way I could stop.
I'll bet you were pretty scared when you crawled out of that.
I certainly was.
Well, it didn't deter you from going back and trying all over again. You're going to be out there again tonight.
What?
I say it didn't deter you from going out and trying to race again.
Well, if you don't want to keep a civil tongue in your head, I'm going to get out of here.
No, you know what I mean. It didn't stop you. It didn't kill your nerve. You're going back and try it all over again.
Didn't kill my nerve?
Yeah.
Why, I guess it did.
It did, huh?
Oh, I'm nowhere now. I'm scared stiff.
Well, I notice you are a little shaky. Have you always been that way?
Well, yes, ever since I got out of medical school. You see, I'm a brain surgeon on the side.
Oh, is that so? Well, have you been successful?
Pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had my troubles.
I notice that you must be going to do a brain job this afternoon. You're all decked out in doctor's regalia there. You have a white gown. It's not exactly white gown, friends. It's more red. Did you have an operation this morning?
Yes.
But you're going to get this brain operation in before you...
I hope to get it in. I hope to get it in before the first race tonight.
Well, okay. Good luck to you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Craig.
And it's wonderful to invite me up here.
Well, I'll be up on your show again sometime real soon.
Goodbye.
And we'll be sitting there in the first deck of things tonight.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So long.
So long.
Well, who was that, boys?
That was a fellow that's going to drive a racing car at Medford Bowl.
You know, I think
he's crazy, actually.
He sounds kind of odd to me.
Yeah. He's left now.
I don't want him operating on my brain.
Well, I
no,
noticed he shook a lot. Yeah.
Well, he's too shaky for brain surgery, Bob.
Yeah, you've got to have a pretty steady hand to do brain surgery.
I guess you do, indeed.
Well,
and sakes, I wouldn't even try home taxidermy if I was as shaky as him.
Well, of course, that wouldn't lead to any dire results.
What's that?
I say that wouldn't lead to any dire results.
Can't you keep a civil tongue in your head,
Bob? I am keeping a civil tongue in my head. I'm not saying anything bad.
For sakes, I've never heard the beat of it.
Well, I'm sorry. Saturday, we use big words.
Oh, I've had wonderful food down here at the food show.
Have you? I bet you've gained 5 pounds this week.
Oh, I've gone from the ready whip over to the cold cuts.
Mary, you know what I think makes a nice tour?
What's that text, dear?
Well, you start out at the Coca-Cola stand over here.
Hey, yeah?
Then you go down to Friends and have some beans.
Oh, land!
Then you have the cookie with the whipped cream on it over there.
Oh, boy, that sounds...
Then you go back over to the Nepco meat products and you have some of that.
Land, sir.
Then a big refreshing glass of Needix orange juice.
Yes?
Then you top that off with some crackers. I forget the name of them. They're right over there.
Oh, excuse me, boss. I'm going outside. I'm going to get
some don't tell us any more about this.
Please, thanks.
Well, then I'll tell you what I do. Then I go down and have one of them Mexican ice cream cones.
Come on, Bob. Let's get out of here.
Stuff on the top of it. Looks pretty delicious to me.
What did they put?
I'm not hungry anymore.
Not a bit. I was hungry until Tex started talking.
I was going to go out to lunch after this, but I don't think I will. Go ahead, Tex. You take Mary. She's
well, look, excuse me, Bob. Of course, this is the first Saturday, really, of all... big football games. Last Saturday they started, but not everyone was playing. But it seems like every school that has a team will be on the field this afternoon.
I'd say probably every school that has a team at all would be out there this afternoon on the field.
Good thinking, Bob. And I have taken time out to call Crash McBullitt, our old football expert,
thought we'd invite him up this afternoon.
He's not here yet, but by the time we have another song, I think he will be.
He'll be here, I hope.
I'm sure you all remember his great predictions of last year, one of our big Saturday features during which Crash McBullitt gives out his predictions of games to be played from east to west and north to west.
South.
But in the meantime, Ken and Bill, you got the name of the song?
Yes, they're playing a lovely thing. It's a new song, I understand, and it's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the way
this
Ken...
is not from their album, then.
No. And the way Ken and Bill play it, it's dreamy. I get all starry-eyed when I listen to it, Bob.
Yeah.
And I choke up just a little bit, not so as you'd notice it.
Can I borrow your earplugs for this rendition? You used them on the first number.
All right, Ken and Bill and Patricia.
Seeing you sitting there with that can of Planters peanuts and us sitting here in this fishbowl is kind of a reverse procedure. I think we should throw the peanuts to the audience, don't you? Wouldn't that be a good switch?
That'd be all right, but we can't.
Take one of the windows out. Everybody's always throwing peanuts at monkeys.
How's the ball game coming, Rob? Will you...
Still don't have anything. I just...
Huh?
No.
Just the half inning score? The Yankees must be doing business in the last...
Oh, here he is. Friends, Crash... McBullitt, our football expert, who is in every... Ken, have you got our theme song, Pull Down the Shades, for ICU, Indiana Collegiate University? Be very proud as we present again, Coach...
Go ahead, play that thing there, you know what I mean?
Pull down the shades for ICU. Pull down the shades for ICU. As your back goes passing by, ICU.
Yes, sir, there he is with his own theme song. Pull down the shades for ICU.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, sports lovers across this great nation.
How are things in the east?
First in the east. I look for a game at Harvard Stadium between Harvard and Columbia.
Okay, now
the fourth series will be a final score. It's a toss-up.
Let's go out to the Midwest, shall we, Coach, and have your prediction of the big game there today?
In the Midwest, I look for...
Let's try the West. Maybe the Midwest will come in the meantime.
Out in the far west, we'll look for California.
What's this fella talking about, Bob?
Quiet, he's a footballer.
Now let's travel down south, shall we?
Just a moment before we travel, we've got a score.
Nothing to nothing.
The Yankees didn't score anything in the first inning. Well, that's good. Nothing to nothing at the end of one.
But back to football.
That's right.
And the south.
In the south, I look for Barber College to just shave by Teachers Tech.
Well, sir, that will be a big game and the one that we'll all be looking forward to. How about your own ICU? Are they
playing? Well, I got a kid out there this year, Bob. I'm glad you asked about him. Got him in a backfield.
Got him in a good spot, huh?
He's green, but he's big, and he's willing to learn. He's got a lot on the ball.
He has. Pretty cooperative.
That's right. He's a good boy.
What's his name?
Same as mine. He's my son.
Oh, he's your son. And
he's going to be starting at quarter for ICU all this season.
Of course, ICU's big game doesn't come along until pretty close to Thanksgiving when you play Pulse Normal.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's
and
right.
Who do you think is the has the edge this year?
Well, I haven't seen anything of Pulse Normal this year. Of course, all I know is what I read about them, and as I understand it, they have a great team.
Yeah, but you feel that your boys from ICU can come through?
I think so. With that kid of mine in there, I haven't any worries at all. He's just as brainy as the old man.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you every Saturday and hearing how the team is coming.
Thanks again, Bob. Bob Allium and...
Elliot.
And you too there, Sturdley.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Coach. You're through.
He's all done, Bob.
Yeah. What else do we have to mention? This is a kind of a wind-up day. We don't have much that we can...
We won't be broadcasting from here anymore.
We won't be here tomorrow. And Monday, who knows what'll be here. What a mess will be here Sunday night, though, huh?
Lots of things around.
I would hate to have the cleanup concession down here after this show.
That's right. Of
course, I suppose they've got something, basketball, or what do they have coming in here next week?
I don't have any idea. The Bruins will be starting up pretty soon.
Yeah, maybe they'll... Maybe we're sitting pretty down near the goal line, down near the goal.
That's right. Well, I don't know. Let's see. We are, as a matter of fact. We're not far from the net.
Suppose we are. Look out.
Too close, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Then, of course, we'll have the Cowboys in here in a little while.
You mean the rodeo will be back again?
Yeah, they're coming down.
What do you think about that, Tex?
What's that, Ray? I wasn't listening to you. I was reading this book over here.
I was asking you, what do you think about the rodeo coming in?
Well, I always...
What's that now?
I said, well...
You're cold?
No, I don't. You asked me about the rodeo. I was...
Oh, I said just practicing?
A little poetic license there.
All right.
I think it's going to be a good show this year.
Uh-huh.
The Smoky Valley boys and I, as always, will be down here connected with it. We'll be cleaning up. And we hope to meet a lot of our friends down here.
Oh, dry up and bust.
Why do you say that same thing?
Big phony cowboy. Ain't never been further west than Dedham.
Now, wait just a minute, Mary. That's
you heard me. I know you from way back.
You know plumb well I come from Louisiana.
Well, if you're from Louisiana, why do you call yourself Tex?
Because I didn't want to be called Louise. Bye.
So long, Bye. Tex.
Say, hey,
Bob.
He
got his nickname.
Say, look, Bob, right across the way at the Stickney and Poor stand, I notice a horrible picture.
My what?
No. A horrible picture. Fred Cole.
Oh, that picture.
It scares me to death sitting here looking at that.
Yes, I saw that. I tried to bypass it without looking, but...
Wouldn't you think they'd have a drape over the picture of Cole, huh?
You'd think there'd be something there. Fred didn't get down here to see the show, did he?
Oh, I imagine he's been down, sure. Any late score, Robert?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What do you got, second inning?
Robert is tearing it off the machine.
Uh-oh.
He's coming right into the studio. Friends, the first time an engineer has walked into the studio.
Uh-oh.
At the one inning, the Phils nothing, New York two.
Well, where'd I get the score? They didn't do anything in the first inning.
I don't know. Well,
somebody
where
on
you
the phone
your
did that?
Information from?
From the same engineer that brought in the 2-0 score.
No.
Thank you very, very much, H.V.
New York two, Phils nothing after one inning.
That's right.
Whoops, there's the phone. Hello, telephone.
Well, 2-0 for the Yankees. Yeah, I don't like that at all. The series will be all over tonight unless the Phillies can come out.
Well, I'm still counting on a game tomorrow, but of course tomorrow, today will tell. What, you got another change on there?
No. As a matter of fact, I think in 15 minutes or so this afternoon, WHDH will be bringing you a play-by-play description of the Harvard-Columbia game at Harvard Stadium. And I think Leo Egan.
Leo Egan will be on.
Leo Egan will be doing the play-by-play description.
Bob Delaney going to supply color, too?
I don't know. He'll read the clerks.
Yeah, he'll be out there. Of course, Ray and I are both Colgate men.
That's right.
Wear our fraternity pins and our lapels, our toothbrushes, but they're gold.
That's right.
And that about does everything for today, I think.
We'd like to invite everyone to be listening Monday morning at 6:35.
Now, don't do it if you can help it, friends. That's very early.
It's awful early. It comes right after 6:30 for those of you who've never been up at that time.
And it's right after the 6:30 news.
We'll be back again Monday morning then from 6:35 tonight in our afternoon show at our new time, 1:35 to 2.
Parts of this program weren't heard in Canada over the facilities of any broadcasting system up there.
Portions of this program were transcribed, put on microfilm to be flown overseas, and dropped.
We'll be looking for you again Monday then at our regular time, 1:35, and in the morning if you can make it.
Yeah, right if you get work,
have
too.
Have a good weekend.
Hang by your thumbs, everyone. They'll say thank you.
This is is WHDH Boston. Especially for families who like a yellow mustard, Gouldens have brought out a superb new yellow mustard. Yes, just ask your friends who...